Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts. Hey guys, welcome to episode one. We are so excited to start this adventure with you. We've started this podcast to bring technology professional development to teachers in an easy-to-access format, a podcast you can listen to anytime, any place. Each episode will highlight a district-wide technology tool with a staff member interview, followed by examples and a short training on the product. We have created this podcast to spotlight the wonderful innovations going on in our district and want to include all grade levels and staff. We have also set up a webpage with show notes, which include links to the technology we spotlighted, as well as visual examples. Today, we will be talking with Sarah Robson, one of the data department Aspen gurus, who will help demystify some of the frequently asked questions. Afterward, Ann Tenner will follow up with some tips on Aspen and walk you through the Professional Development Online Catalog. Now, here's our show.
So today, our guest is Sarah Robson from the Aspen support team. What do you call it? The data team.
Aspen data team.
And her office is located here at Central Office, where we're recording today. And she has done us the honor of being the first guest on our podcast. So thank you for being here, Sarah.
It's a pleasure to be asked. And I'm happy to be here.
The reason that Sarah is first is because we love her most, but also because Aspen is a tool that all of our teachers use all year long, and our new teachers in particular are going to have to get familiar with really quickly. And so we wanted to make sure we spotlighted Sarah and her team and shared some perspectives from that new teachers had, you know, at the end of last year and what they learned this year and what they wanted to carry on and share with all of our new teachers this year, as well as our returning teachers, and Sarah's expertise just on the tool in general. We were chatting before the podcast, and Sarah said she's used Aspen for
16 years.
16 years. It's a very long time.
Sad statement. No. Aspen is a powerful tool that evolves, and so I'm always learning about more aspects of what Aspen can do, and always happy to share that information with the people that I work with.
Great. So, sort of preparing for today and thinking about what we were going to talk about, Sarah reached out to first-year teachers at the end of the school year to hear a little from them about what they thought was important for new teachers to know and what their big takeaways from using Aspen was at the end of the year. So the floor is yours, Sarah.
I did reach out to a wide range of teachers at the secondary level, some at the middle school level, as they use Aspen more frequently than at the elementary level.
Right.
I did get a response from a small percentage. It was the end of the year.
Yeah.
It was, you know, everybody's trying to tie up loose ends. And the reoccurring theme was that Aspen holds all the student information that a teacher is looking for, whether you're a special ed teacher or you're a classroom teacher. If you are a counselor, you need to know the student as a whole package. And oftentimes in a school district, you need to find a special ed IEP plan in one software. And then you want to look at how the student's attendance is, and you need to look at another software. In Aspen, all of those parts are together in one database. And it's just the learning how to find
right.
that what you need to see and where it is, where you can find it.
And so I think it's a huge positive. I'm a person who works district-wide in special ed and general ed, and so I appreciate that everything's in one place. It does make it a little more difficult to find all the information because you may have to click through more layers and click through more views to find what you're looking for, but you should know that it's always there. And hearing from our new teachers last year, that was the biggest commonality in their positive remarks about Aspen was, it's great to have one thing that has all the information.
And it is daunting at first. And when a teacher first starts, as this new group of teachers come in August, they're going to have an orientation week, and I don't believe it's even a full week. I think it's a matter of days, yeah, where they learn multiple aspects of their job from a varied group of folks. They will have a whopping 20 to 30 minute session with the Aspen data team or a representative thereof. Right. And I liken it to software speed dating. You really don't get enough. You only get to learn a little bit about that software. And then a bell rings and you have to change to learn the next piece of the software. That's not to say that you're not well supported. Lexington has an amazing support network of mentors and other teachers and support staff like our Aspen database team that are always happy to help with whatever you need. So I don't think any new teacher should ever feel like that 30 minutes they needed to learn everything they needed
was
to
ever
know.
Enough. Right. We know it was never enough.
Correct.
And that so much of learning to use Aspen is using it and understanding what you need from it. And sort of figuring those pieces out. So like you mentioned, you might figure those pieces out with your mentor, and you might figure those pieces out with the support team, or you might watch another teacher do something with Aspen and learn about what it can do. But something I think that's important in managing all the information that is in Aspen is the different views that you have available. So the different ways that sort of it initially chunks that information in, looking at the student and the student information and the staff information, the families. So maybe you could talk a little more about that.
Also, Aspen, depending on what your job is, and our data team assigns access to what enables you to do your job. So Aspen is a database that houses over 7,500 active students. There's no teacher that teaches all 7,500. So when they log in, they only see the students that they provide services for. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the ways that Aspen will filter things down for you to make their access more comfortable. It also, because you see only the students you see, you also have access to the parent data. So if you have a concern that you want to reach out to the parents, you can use Aspen to email those parents directly from your Aspen login because you have access to that student and
right.
their data.
Great.
The other piece that you also will set up on your own is your grade book, which is where you would enter all of your assignments and enter your quarterly or semester grades, depending on when the course happens. And that piece in gradebook is very detailed, but once it's set in Aspen, it's something that you can use and reuse and save in those that data entry later on. We don't want, as a district, we don't want a teacher to spend hours agonizing on how they can set up their gradebook. We want them to spend their time in the classroom and providing support to the students. And that's where the Aspen data team can help streamline your process of how you use Aspen so that you're not spending so much time struggling with that, but
right.
spending time in the
with
classroom
your
with your students.
And I think new teachers in particular need to remember that Aspen might take them longer this year than it will in year two.
Correct.
Because you're going to be learning those things and you're going to be reaching out for support and you're going to be learning so much that you're going to later apply in year two. And part of that is workflow and how to get to a place. And part of that is, say, the grade book that once you set it up and invest that initial time, you're just able to reuse that in the next year. And tweak it and edit it and make it fit what your next year class
sure.
is. But
sure.
you did a lot of the leg work in year one.
Correct.
So I had this experience as a user of Aspen for almost 10 years now, where Aspen stopped doing something that I liked that it did. And what I did as the great problem solver that I am is I just said, oh, I guess Aspen doesn't do that anymore. And it was looking up MCAS scores for my students. And so for 2 months, I just didn't look at MCAS scores. And then eventually I was like, well, maybe I should contact somebody about this problem and see if it's still available. And it just changed how it worked. And I don't know how to do it anymore. So sure enough, I reached out to Aspen support team and Sarah got back to me that same day and showed me the new way that I had to click through to find my student scores for MCAS. And I wish that I would have reached out sooner. But my mindset sort of was when I ran into a problem is that Aspen must not do this anymore. And I think I need to work to change my mindset to think more positively so that I think, oh, Aspen changed and I just don't know how to do this anymore. Let me reach out. And so the Aspen support is the best way for me to get a hold of you guys for any of those questions.
Yes. There is a dedicated email address and it's all one word, aspensupport@lexingtonmod.org. There are three of us in the Aspen data team, and we, on a rotating basis, answer those questions that come in. We look forward to those questions. Our team uses Aspen on the back end, in the nuts and bolts, as you will, for how Aspen works, but we rely on the end user, the teachers, the special ed providers, to tell us what they need or what's missing from their view, so that we know how we can fix it or what may or may not have changed. Aspen is a constantly evolving software, and our data team is not often notified by the parent company that a change has happened until an end user tells us.
Right.
So it's a very important role that the teacher plays in contacting us, no matter what the question is. It's not too trivial. It's always important to us to hear.
But especially if you're a new user and don't quite understand what Aspen can and can't do, sometimes it's hard to put those questions into words.
Sure.
Or sometimes your question is so complicated and so multifaceted and so deep that they can also email that group to ask for face-to-face support, and you guys come out to the schools.
Correct. We're happy to do that as well. The teachers have sometimes very limited time where they could actually sit down with one of us. So we will fit to that teacher's schedule and come to the school that they're at, their homeroom, their teacher room, where we can come sit with them and help go through all of those hiccups that they might be having.
Great. Well,
awesome.
Sarah, thank you for being our first guest.
Oh,
and
thanks
giving,
for having me.
Giving people just a small overview of all the things that Aspen has to offer. And I'm sure we'll hear more from you in a future episode.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Anne, and I'm here to share tools and tips. Today, I'm here to talk about the Professional Development Catalog. You can sign up for Sarah's PD course, Keep Calm and Prepare Your Gradebook, for Thursday, August 22nd. You can sign up for this course and many others at the Office of Curriculum, Instruction, and Professional Learning website. There are classes in pedagogy, health and wellness, technology, and so much more. You can access this site from the LPS homepage under staff.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at LexTechIn10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.